الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the silsila Treasures of Wisdom. Alhamdulillah. And we hope and pray that you and your families are doing well and are keeping in the best of health, inshallah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah. All praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at every moment of our life, we have to show shukr and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, as a daily reminder, as always we mention and we say that shukr, showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will grant you immense barakah. And through that you would gain much prosperity in your life. So whenever, don't forget, whenever you are asked, how are you doing? Or how are you? Then always reply by saying, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, that all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon every single state and circumstances that I may be in. So for today's topic, we do have a very interesting one, and that is, effort is the key to success. A very interesting topic, a very open topic, mashallah, and a very crucial topic as well. And I am not alone to discuss this beautiful topic of discussion with me. I have in studio our honorable guest, as you are seeing on your screen, mashallah, our honorable Mawlana Abdul Qadir, hafizahullah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you keeping, Mu'asab?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, mashallah, Mu'asab. I hope your day has been going well so far.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, it's been a fruitful day.
Alhamdulillah, we do have a beautiful topic that is regarding effort is the key to success. So as we go along, we will be diving into different dimensions, into different aspects pertaining to this regard, inshallah, azza wa jalla. But before that, let us first and foremost sweeten and mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me. For your recitation of salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, effort, and in Urdu Muasab they say mehnat. Effort is much, much necessary for success. And that is why effort is the key to success. So the main point over here for us that we are going to be discussing is that everyone speaks so high of success. Everyone says they want success. But we are not going to really focus on that. Rather, we are going to be focusing on the effort, which is the building block to attaining and reaching success. For us to understand what do we mean by effort and how does it grant us success, there's a very beautiful story, a very beautiful parable, that it's mentioned that there was once a king, and this king, he had attempted to conquer a land more than 6 times, but each time he was unsuccessful. And when his final attempt ended in failure, he became tired. He went in his room, he lay down on his bed, and he just lay there to rest. And whilst thinking about his, you know, multiple unsuccessful attempts at conquering the land, his eyes and his sight suddenly went onto an ant. And this ant, it was climbing up the wall. Each time it was climbing, it fell down. It climbed again and it fell down. It climbed again and it fell down. Despite falling down repeatedly, the ant refused to give up climbing. And it almost reached the top of the wall several times and it would fall down. But it will go back up again. And at the end, after trying countless times, it was successful in its goal. So this king now, he is seeing this unwavering determination of the ant. And this brought about a transformation within himself, within this king. He now became hopeful. His hopelessness went away. He became optimistic. He became hopeful. He had a new sense of passion with him. And this time when he went to conquer the land, he ended up being victorious. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This parable, Muasab, it has so much of lessons for us. And what are some of those lessons, Muasab, that we can derive from this parable?
Subhanallah, Sayyidi. The key is to never give up. And one who perseveres will definitely, one day inshallah, will taste success. Success to many people could mean many things. What success could mean for me, it may be different for you.
Right.
Our expectations are different. What results are we trying to achieve, basically? Mm. Success in those terms, right?
Right.
And if you want to achieve a certain kind of results, your effort will be tailored to that kind of approach. And as you've mentioned, that many great individuals like Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah ta'ala, like Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, like Allama Sa'aduddin Taftazani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and many other akabirin, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, you know, we look at their success,
right?
How successful they are. But what we fail to look at is their struggle.
Yes.
How they got there. It is mentioned regarding Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, there was a optician, optometrist, and he examined the eyes of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. So after seeing his eyes, he said, you know what, for a couple of weeks now, you must stop reading.
Right.
He said, no ways, that cannot happen. I can't even abstain from reading even for a day, even for a few hours. Allahu Akbar.
Sure.
And he continued and he persevered. Through the struggle. The eyes came right one day.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So yes, I mean, have we developed inflamed eyes, red eyes due to our excessive reading and studying? We just study for a few minutes and then we are done.
Some even fall sleepy as well.
Exactly. And Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, the great Imam Muhammad, the student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, that Imam Muhammad, who is the teacher of Imam Shafi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he says that he would keep water by him when he would study.
Right.
And when he fell sleepy and he would be exhausted, he would sprinkle the water on his face just to keep himself awake. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah.
Allah.
And there were those great scholars of Islam. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, in the beginning, he was very poor. His mother never had anything to give him because he was an orphan. And he would find the rags, torn and tattered rags of clothes.
Right.
And he would write on them.
Allah.
Sometimes he would find bones, nothing else to write on, dry bones. And he would write on them and would keep them in the jar.
Allah.
So these were the struggles of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. He would be so hungry at times that he wouldn't have anything with himself and he would pick crumbs from the floor and survive on that. Allah. And then we look at the life of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. He would go from place to place to learn ilm-e-deen.
Yes.
Subhanallah. We know about his struggles, his travels, his journeys, and he had an awakening. That too, he mentioned the whole travelogue, subhanallah, in one of his works. And then we look at the lives of other great scholars, Allama Saaduddin Taftazani rahmatullahi ta'ala ali.
Right.
He would try his utmost best and still he wouldn't be able to learn. And then, subhanallah, one day his struggle and his efforts were recognized by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And subhanallah, once he was blessed by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after that he was on his way up.
Allah.
The sky is the limit. Yeah. As long as you keep making the efforts. And efforts in those undertakings, in those endeavors that can bear fruit, that are aligned with our Islamic values. Everybody makes effort.
Right.
Some make it for the right reason and some do it for the wrong reason.
Right.
Yes. Shayateen, they are also making the efforts.
Yes.
Right. To sway us from the correct path. But we need to put double the effort to stick to the straight path and follow the guidance of our Islamic values and not be swayed from that and be deviated from that path.
100%.
Shaitan is trying very hard. There are people also that are trying very hard to mislead you, to misguide you, or to influence you in a wrong way. But we at the same time need to persevere. I need to tread this path with complete cautious. We are on this path and there are so many influences out there where our iman is tested, where our perseverance and our pursuit of the truth is tested. And we need to persevere in these hard times and we need to make more effort than those who existed before us. Because there is more temptation now.
Yeah.
There is more khurafa, there is more fitna now.
100%.
Than there was ever before.
And that's why, you know, effort, especially now, is should be much, much more than it was before. And for this reason, the viewers of Madani Channel Muasab has mentioned so many beautiful examples that we can use as motivation, as an encouragement for you and I to also put in that effort. If you want to achieve something, right? If you want to, for example, perhaps score good marks in your examination, what kind of effort you put in will determine the end result. If you're aiming for an A, or if you're aiming for an A+, but your efforts are almost zero, or not even close to zero, then how are you going to achieve that A? Or how are you going to achieve that A+? So the amount of effort you put in, the more effort you put in, even though you may fall down at first, you may fall down the second, you may fall down the third, but you always pick yourself up and you continue putting in that effort. And eventually you would see the result of that will be you getting that A, will be you getting that A+. And this can go in other aspects of life as well, Munasab.
Yes.
Now, especially for a person to change themselves. I mean, even effort is required there as well. You know, otherwise, how would a person change if they don't put in the effort in themselves to change? You know, it's not just lip service that works. Rather, one has to put in the action as well. One has to put in the effort as well. Munasab, you've given so many beautiful examples, right? And these examples, these incidents in the lives of our pious predecessors, in the lives of our akabirin, have showed us that to attain such great heights, one has to put in that effort. Now, what we see now is, Munasab, is that not many people want to put in that effort and they would rather prefer things overnight. Hmm. They would rather prefer things on a golden platter given to them right where their mouth is. And from there, they would just be enjoying. So what can be, Munasab, some of those hurdles or some of those obstacles in the way of someone putting in effort? What actually stops a person from putting in an effort into achieving what they want?
Lack of motivation.
Ah.
If you are motivated enough, you can reach for the moon.
Hmm. Subhanallah.
What is the driving force behind?
Right.
How bad do you want it?
It's like you take a fish out of water and it's dying for it, it's dying to go back in.
Exactly, yes. Like for example, there was an example given of two people. One was the teacher and one was the student. The student said that, you know, I cannot do this. So he said, okay. He said, I cannot dive. He said, okay, no problem. Then he took him in the water and he pushed his head under the water and he held it.
Right.
And that student tried his best to get out of it because his survival is dependent on it now.
Yeah.
At the end, he actually put so much of force that he came out of the water. And the teacher told him, if you want something as bad as you wanted to breathe, then yes.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
You can make it. Subhanallah. So yes, these are some of the examples that we can learn. How is your yearning about this particular thing that you pursued in life? Something that you want to achieve. How bad do you want it? I mean, if you want it bad enough, then yes, you will turn everything upside down.
And for that, a person needs motivation.
Exactly. What is your motivation? I mean, let's say a person waking up for Fajr. That is our effort for success, right?
Right.
What's your motivation? Tahajjud, for example. There you don't read in Jama'ah. You read in the confines of your own home.
Yeah.
Your own children won't know that you woke up for Tahajjud and you read and you went back to sleep. Or you waited for Fajr afterwards. Right. And this is only between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, to be motivated enough to do that, what is your motivation?
Subhanallah.
The pleasure of Allah.
Yes.
And if we are truly and duly motivated by the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then yes, we can achieve. Anything can be achieved. I mean, these pious predecessors, they were Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. How many nawafil he would read every day?
Yeah.
Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, people when they would look at him and other Sahaba, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubayr and other Sahaba, you would feel like there is a wooden pillar there. They would stand with utmost love and reverence and respect for the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And they would be so devoted that people would take them as, you know, some wooden pillar installed there. Allah. So yes, the love and devotion can do that. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, his devotion for worship and for salah, something that takes us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once an arrow was pierced into his thighs and they couldn't take it out. So they waited for him to stand up for salah. And because it was so painful, because when it comes out tearing apart the flesh and the tissues inside, right?
Yeah.
And it's unbearable, the pain. There was no anesthetic at that time.
Right.
So, when they wanted to take it out, they waited for him to get into salah. He goes into such a state where they take out the arrow and nothing happens.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
No sound, nothing, no sigh.
Allahu Akbar.
No saying, ouch, took it out.
Nothing.
No, nothing. Allahu Akbar. So, then this is how, if we are motivated enough, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, nothing can stand in our way. You must have the willpower. You must have the passion for something that you want to achieve. It's just doing it for the sake, because everybody else is doing it. You know, so there is no, I mean, the result will be mediocre at best.
Definitely, yeah. Subhanallah, Masab. That was really, really remarkable. And, you know, it just shows that if a person does not have motivation, what that can lead to. And if a person has motivation, that actually boosts a person, that actually takes a person from one stage to another stage.
Yes.
So lack of motivation, Masab, can be one of those causes that makes a person not put in any effort.
Yes.
And together with that, of course, will come a person being lazy in putting that effort because motivation is not there. Motivation is not there, then the person will start slacking. And when the person starts slacking, the person eventually gives up. And when that happens, the person sees no hope in life anymore.
For example, somebody is hungry and he wants to eat.
Right.
Okay, his hunger is moderate, let's say. He never had lunch. Now he's gone to supper time. So he's logically, you know, it makes sense that he must be hungry because it's been like a couple hours.
Yeah.
Right? He never got supper. Now comes the next day after he wakes up, breakfast time. He's still hungry. Okay, his hunger grew a little bit more.
Right.
But he can still manage. Then come lunchtime and still doesn't have anything to eat. How would be his hunger then?
Intensified.
What would he not do to get that morsel of food?
Yeah.
Right? He would be fully motivated to do whatever it takes.
100%, 100%.
Exactly. So, how's your hunger? How's your thirst?
Ah, for what you want in life.
Exactly. If you want it bad enough, you'll make it through, inshallah. Like, for example, sometimes we make excuses for our own failures, for our own lack of effort. And you make excuses, you know, the weather wasn't right, or it was like this, it was like that. Allahu Akbar. When the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into the battlefield, it was the month of Ramadan.
Allahu Akbar.
And the same year, the fast of Ramadan became farz.
Allahu Akbar.
Did they have any excuses? They said, Ya Rasulullah, if you're going to the battlefield, we will come with you, no matter where you take us.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So this is how motivated they were. Because they had this love to follow and obey the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa sallam. That was really, really enlightening to know, because it's important, you know, that one should be aware of those obstacles, of those hurdles in one way that actually blocks the effort. And these are the aspects: lack of motivation, being hopeless, lack of encouragement. These are obstacles in one's way to for them to put in the effort. Rather, a person should be self-motivated instead of, you know, someone giving him that push. Yes, of course, those things also help. But to be self-motivated, it always stands as a plus point. And when you are self-motivated, then you would go to whatever extent you would put in the effort, no matter what, to make sure that your goal becomes accomplished. You would make sure that your goal becomes complete, that you attain your ambition in life. And this takes, Masab, effort is not a once-off subscription, right? Effort is, it's a continuous thing. No, one may think that effort is just for today, okay, I'm done with it. And tomorrow it's fine. I don't need to put as much effort as I put yesterday. And the next day, it like decreases. So effort, can one understand it like this here also? Or is it somewhat different?
No. The consistency is very important when it comes to that. One of the mentors, he is a wise person, and he was advising somebody, right?
Jee.
And he asked him, how do I now make effort and move on my way to success?
Yeah.
He said, okay. There is a bunch of stones that are there on the side of the street, right? And there are a lot of stones. He said, just to make it count, you must place one stone in its place every day. He said, I can do it in maybe half an hour, 1 hour, I'll be done with all the stones.
Right.
He said, no, just one stone at a time, every day. But
sure. One stone at a time.
Yes.
For every day.
Yes.
Yet he could do it in half an hour or an hour.
Yes.
Right. That's right.
But what's the point?
Consistency.
Exactly.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
So you hold yourself accountable when there is consistency. And also when there is, you know, the work that you want to do, you must make it interesting.
Yeah. Make it fun.
Yes. And remove the friction.
Right.
What do I mean by friction? In business environment, this is a well-known phenomenon to remove friction. For example, a customer comes to your shop. You don't have change. He gives you a 100 rand note. The item costed 50 rand. You don't have 50 rand change.
Right.
That is friction.
So to remove that away.
Yes. You should have had change before you opened the shop.
Yeah.
Now you're going to go shop to shop in the whole market asking for change. The customer will get frustrated. Next time he said, I won't come to this shop. They don't know what they're doing. The things are kept untidy in the shop. That is a friction.
Right.
Or the shop is so full, everything is everywhere. No organization. Yes.
Yeah.
Nothing is organized. The customer asks for something. You know, you had a dozen of that item, but you can't find it.
Because it's all over the place.
The customer goes away. For example, the customer wants to pay you, right? You got an online service. He wants to pay you, and when he goes to the payment portal, whether it is, you know, all the payment, online payments, and then he cannot find a way to get to the link and to process the payment. You made it very difficult for him.
Right.
That is friction. So likewise, when you want to get to work, have everything organized and set up in such a way where you don't have to, you know, like, for example, drinking water. How easy it is to obtain water?
Quite easy.
Quite easy.
Very accessible.
You just open the tap.
Right.
Imagine if you had to pump the water from the ground up. Would you be as motivated? Let me drink some water. You'd think twice.
That's food for thought.
How thirsty I am. Oh, I'm not that thirsty. It can wait.
No, a person will make sure that they pump it up.
Or you may not be thirsty enough
right.
to pump it up, and you give it a second thought. But you know, it's too far for me to go, or too much to do for just one glass of water. I'll do it later. Right. So likewise, how motivated are you, and what are the things that get in your way? For example, we are having the silsila right now, and everything had to be set up.
Yeah.
Right. But there are systems in place.
Right.
It's not the case that, you know, you have to connect everything, all the machines and equipment, and then get to this stage. No.
Right.
Half the things are already there, put in place.
Right.
The rest of the fine tuning and, you know, a little bit of connecting the different peripherals, that gets done and it's on. Imagine you had to wire everything for every event that you wanted to do. How difficult that would be.
That would be
so
a tremendous
task.
Now
making life difficult for yourself.
Yeah.
Now, when something is too easy, that's also not a good thing.
Ah, because then there's no way a person doesn't value it as much.
Yes, you lose interest in it. Why? The example of a cat. Take a cat, for example, right? It wants to hunt. It's hungry, so
right.
it likes to hunt. And before it hunts, it plays with the prey. Sometimes the prey is, they play dead.
Yeah.
So the cat loses interest in it. Why? Because it's not worth the effort.
Subhanallah.
So it has to be on a balanced level. There must be some excitement. It must be easy enough for you to get comfortable doing it.
Yeah.
But there must be things to keep it interesting.
On a moderate level, moderation.
Yes. Let's say, for example, right? If numbers were finite, right? Let's say, for example, there's only 1 to 100. How long would you be interested in learning mathematics?
Not as much. Not long.
After 100, there's nothing else to do.
End game.
Yes.
Right.
But now, you know, there is much more beyond that. There are equations. There are, you know, algebra and geometry and trigonometry,
yes.
all of that. Now, that keeps it interesting. You pass one level, next level. Next level, higher than that. For example, school learning.
Right.
You started with ABC, and then you started making words. From words, you moved on to sentences. If you are stuck on making words from grade R up, all the way up to matric,
right.
would that be interesting?
Not at all.
Exactly. So the difficulty level must be moderate to keep things interesting, and it must be easy enough for you to get comfortable.
Right.
But if either of those things are on extreme levels, then you break the flow.
You know, so then flow, it becomes bad.
Yes, flow is a psychological phenomenon.
Right.
In productivity world, it is known as flow state. It works like this. It must be easy enough for you to get comfortable, and then it must be difficult enough to keep things interesting. And once, I don't know if you have ever experienced it, we all have experienced it, maybe you can relate to it. Sometimes when you're doing something, right, you can spend 2-3 hours and you feel, it's just not happening.
Yes.
And sometimes you will spend 5 to 6 hours on something, whether you're reading something, doing something, writing something. And when you look at the clock, it's been 5 hours.
You didn't even feel time
has
passed.
I thought it was half an hour.
Yeah.
That is your flow state. So, inshallah, we can make our environment in such a way, pace things in such a way, you know, put measures in place.
Right.
And that's why there is a curriculum for everything.
Yes.
That's why we have a curriculum. First year of Alim course, second year of Darsan Nizami. I mean, they wouldn't teach you Tozi in the first year, right?
Yes.
There's a reason why it is kept for higher grades, for example.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, you know, these examples that you've given, mashallah, it opens up one's mind, you know, into understanding the structure of putting in an effort and what it really takes. And also, one thing that you've mentioned, Master, that's really, really important when it comes to a person putting in that effort, and that is consistency. Consistency is very, very important, dear viewers of Madani Channel, because one day you may be all pumped up and you may be all energized and you want to conquer the world. And then the next day you're flat and you just want to sleep. Why? Because that drive is not there, that consistency is not there. So that's why Mahasab had said that, you know, take things one step at a time. And when that is there, you would see, you will attain such great heights. Why? Due to you being consistent, and that is part and parcel of putting in an effort. Because without that, how much of an impact will your effort have? How long will your effort last for? Till when? For how long will it last? But as Masab has mentioned, consistency, if every day you do one thing, the next day another, the next day another, and like that it continues, this is you building up discipline as well. This is you building up motivation for yourself, because you know that tomorrow I got something to do and I need to do it. If I don't do it, I am not going to accomplish my goal. It's going to be like the missing piece in the puzzle. So it's important. Consistency is very, very important. And that is why effort is the key to success. Also, most of the times, a person may look at someone so high or has a high position, etc., etc., and they may think, ah, look at this person, busy flashing his watch, flashing his car, he's flashing his clothes and his shoes and his house and everything. And, you know, the person who sees all of those things to themselves, that look at this person. And at times they end up getting jealous. They end up getting envious as well. But little do they realize, Masab, that, you know, that person, he also put in some effort, you know, into getting that position, right? Perhaps if someone sees a scholar, for example, right? And the scholar, he obviously, an alim, he has the status in society, he has this respect in society, the way he orates, the way he talks, the way he lectures, the way he counsels people. And the person seeing those things that, ish, I wish I can be like him as well. But little do they realize the amount of struggle, the amount of effort that went into that entire production of him becoming an alim.
There's a beautiful shair, Sayyidi. It encapsulates everything you've just said.
Jiji.
The shair says in Arabic, لَوْ كَانَ الْعِلْمُ يُحْسَلُ بِالْمُنَى لَمَا كَانَ فِي الْبَرِيَّةِ جَاهِلُ. If knowledge was only to be acquired by having a wishful thinking, oh, I wish I would become that.
Right.
And it happened. Then nobody in the entire universe remain ignorant.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Masa. That is so true, so profound. That, and it just goes to show that, you know what, effort is required even for seeking knowledge of deens. Some people may think, Masa, that, ah, you know what, it's not much effort is required. They just take out one book, read, and then done.
I mean, we are questioning the basic wisdom of it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ
اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
That indeed, knowledge comes only by learning.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
It's not something that, you know, I can dilute something in a glass of water and give you or drink it.
Right.
It doesn't happen like that.
And
consistency is also an important key to it.
Gee.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes the actions that are consistent, though they may be little.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So even with regards to knowledge, Masab, a person must continue learning knowledge. This will be very, very beneficial as well. So from this, dear views of Madani Channel, we gather that effort in our life is very, very important. Without effort, you and I, we cannot attain what goals we have. We cannot attain what ambitions we have. And this was in regards to this dunya that we are in. You know, people make efforts for their businesses. People make efforts for before they could get married. I mean, even efforts are put into that as well. The preparations that go into it, booking the hall or arranging the food, whatever the case may be, efforts go into that as well. Efforts, people put efforts into so many things, But when last have we thought about putting efforts into our hereafter, into making our hereafter better? And inshallah, Muasab, this part of it we are going to be discussing after we listen to a very beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So do stay tuned for this, because this is a very, very important aspect of our life as well. So for now, let us go and listen to this beautiful kalam, and we will be right back to discuss further into this beautiful topic, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah ghani kaisi wo pur kaif ghadi thi jab saamne nazron ke madine ki gali thi nazron se liye wo se kabhi ho to se chuma نظروں سے لیے بو سے کبھی ہونٹوں سے چوما اس شہر کی ہر چیز مجھے خوب لگی تھی اس شہر کی ہر چیز مجھے خوب لگی تھی لجپالوں کے لجپال کی چوکھٹ پہ کھڑا تھا لجپالوں کے لجپال کی چوکھٹ پہ کھڑا تھا قسمت میری اس در پہ کھڑی جھوم رہی تھی قسمت میری اس در پہ کھڑی جھوم رہی تھی کیفیت دل کیسے بتاؤں تمہیں لوگوں کیفیت دل کیسے بتاؤں تمہیں لوگوں جب پہلی نظر گنبد خضرا پہ پڑی تھی جب پہلی نظر گنبد خضرا پہ پڑی تھی مجرم تھا کھڑا سر کو جھکائے ہوئے در پر مجرم تھا کھڑا سر کو جھکائے ہوئے در پر آنسو تھے رواں ایسے کہ ساون کی جھڑی تھی آنسو تھے رواں ایسے जैसे के सावन की जड़ी थी, ले डूबते आमाल मेरे मुझको नियाजी, जा पहुंचा मदीने मेरी तकदीर भली थी, जा पहुंचा मदीने मेरी तकदीर भली थी। अल्लाह हो गनी कैसी वो पुरकैफ घड़ी थी, जब सामने नजरों के मदीने की गली थी।
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان الله سبحان الله. What a heart-touching, melodious kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and grant us all the ability to implement the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing effort is the key to success. And mashallah, Mawlana Sahib has shed much light on this part, where how we should be self-motivated, those things, those aspects which cause us not to put in effort, such as lack of motivation, laziness, all of these prevents a person from putting in the effort. So always be self-motivated. And now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, as I've mentioned before, we could go and listen to this beautiful kalam. We are going to be discussing now, where should one focus his effort? And for this, we should, you and I, we should be focusing our efforts on those things which earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is our ultimate goal. This ultimately, this is where you and I should be putting our efforts to make our grave a garden from the gardens of Jannah. Our effort should be in making our hereafter good, wherein we attain Jannah in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just like how we are in this world, we put in effort in attaining these materialistic things and commodities of this world. We put in so much of effort, sometimes Murasab, a person doesn't even see day, a person doesn't even see night, just so that they can collect the bucks and make their pockets heavy. But how often does one ponder and realize how much of effort have I put in into making my hereafter better, into making my hereafter good? You know, in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the good news, gives us the glad tidings of success. To who? To those who struggle in His way, in the path and way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Ankabut, it is mentioned, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. And those who strived in our path, we shall most definitely show them our ways. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, Masab, in the commentary of this verse, it's mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan that those who strive to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely be shown the ways of reward. And the second point, those who endeavor in repentance will certainly be shown the ways of sincerity. And the third point, those who struggle in gaining knowledge, they will surely be shown the ways of action. And the fourth point, those who focus the efforts on establishing the Sunnah will be shown the paths to paradise, to Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How beautiful is this, Muasab?
Allahu Akbar. Sayyidi, mashallah. It's a very beautiful, powerful verse of the Holy Quran, actually. My mentor, once, a great alim adeem, I asked him, please give me a nasiha. And he read to me this verse of the Holy Quran.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
He said, you don't have to reach for the moon. Just three verses a day. Just like how it is mentioned in Madani Inamat in Pious Deeds. Three verses a day with the translation of Kanz al-Iman and the Tafsir. Subhanallah, same thing. He said, don't try to push it, but be consistent, make efforts. And your effort, inshallah, Azzawajal, the more you put effort, you'll see the result of it.
Subhanallah.
Be consistent in it. Right. Don't do it one day you motivated, you finish the whole page, and the next day you don't even read one line. That's not consistent.
So even if it's three lines, as long as it's consistent, it's better than doing one page and the rest of the day is not doing anything.
Yes. You will only attain success as per the effort you put in. You see, all those people who have reached great heights, they never reached. They just like that. There were sleepless nights behind their success. Subhanallah. So yes, if you can have those sleepless nights in your pursuit and going after what you want to achieve, inshallah, if there is a will, there is a way. Pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when we read salah, sometimes we get impatient. You know, we want quick results. Now it's the time of instant message, instant this, instant that, instant noodles. Everything is instant, right? So this cannot be the works of the hereafter. They're not instant.
Right.
One needs to persevere. Like for example, being punctual on our salah is not an instant thing. Yeah. For five times a day, you have to do it every day.
And then together with that, with consistency. For one to say a person is elderly, right? Person is old, finished their madrasa days and whatnot. For them also, if they don't know, to put in the effort into learning how to read their salah, that's also very important.
Very important. And if they are showing, if they are keen to learn and they are making efforts, their effort doesn't go unnoticed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is watching everything.
Subhanallah.
And He appreciates it that His bondmen, they are making effort to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, you know, a person may be, you know, like how we see sometimes, a person just read few times salah, you know, he was never punctual, now he started reading salah, now he is, you know, he is feeling something, okay, I have now become pious. That's not the way. It doesn't happen like that. It's not an influx. For example, it's the same as, you know, a person wanting to develop muscles and then he does exercise for 2-3 days and then starts to, you know, measure up his biceps and he takes the tape measure and see, okay, how many inches. So it doesn't work like that.
No, 100%. 100%.
And so our ways in which we put our efforts towards success is that we need to persevere and being consistent. Slowly but surely, little by little, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, it will come our way.
As they say, you know, slow and steady wins the race.
Yes.
This should be the mindset for us to make our hereafter better. That it's not about what matters most, as they say, is the quality. The quality in the sense that your sincerity is there, your niyat is good, your intention is good. Then your efforts will hold value. Otherwise, you know, efforts with this intention that a person wants to be boastful and a person wants to show off, then there wouldn't be much results in that. So we have to make sure that when we put in our efforts to get more and more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you and I, we have to be mindful of this. And the first thing to be mindful of is our intention. Who are we doing it for? Are we doing it to show people how pious we are? Or are we doing it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The one who continues to give charity, he will receive blessings in his wealth. Whoever strives in repenting from sins will gain sincerity. And one who seeks knowledge will be successful in becoming practicing. And the one who focuses his efforts on adopting and spreading the sunnah will become worthy of Jannah, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, we have come to the end. So do stay tuned for much more. Stay wise. Keep striving. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures.